the other area that we've seen that's been challenging for us is this the proliferation of the free trade agreements or EPAs. I know we often celebrate we've just initialed an agreement and we hear about the agreements that we sign, but little do we hear about the agreements that our competitors are signing with our markets. And so, you know, Japan, as we talk about, for example, the TPP and then all the excitement surrounding TPP, we better pass TPP because Japan has held 10 different sessions with the Europeans. They're very aggressive, and they're gonna continue to work at this. Korea has EPAs with, for example, Australia, Canada, the European Union. China is going to conclude an EPA this year with Australia, which will lower their beef duty probably by about 50%. So these developments are exciting for us from the standpoint of being an exporter, but from the competitive standpoint, if they initial these agreements before we do, we're at a disadvantage. And if you take a look, for example, probably the most celebrated disadvantage would be the agreement with Australia, where today Japan and Australia signed an EPA. They initialed it last January. They've had two duty reductions, where our duty with Japan is 38.5%. The chill duty from Australian product going in Japan is 31.5%, and on frozen is 28.5%. So they have already a 10% advantage. And so these FTAs, it's as important to look at the ones that we're dealing with from the United States, but it's also extremely important for us to take a look at the ones that our competitors and these other countries are signing with some of our markets. I think in total there's roughly about 156 EPAs or free trade agreements that are going on in the world. And so this is really a situation, as we've seen the WTO process drag, if you will. We've seen a tremendous renewal of enthusiasm for these FTAs and what they can do. So MEF's role basically is not only in pure market development, we're also looking at market displacement as being a very key and vital approach to what we do from the marketing standpoint, because we have competition as a result of BSC and as a result of some of the other challenges we talked about that have really stepped up their game. And so that's something that we're really having to deal with as we go forward. So displacement is on a par with development at the U.S. Meat Export Federation.